Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night, cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Take your shoes off. Put your feet up. It's time to meet up with the Boston Red Sox. Boston-born and Boston-bred Sox.
Yes.
Relax, 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 and be a Sox watcher. I think Channel 22 in Springfield, Virginia. Back really what now is the Dark Ages. I mean, you
Channel 22 in Springfield, Virginia. 22 is an MPT station, so it could be.
Channel 22 in Springfield, Massachusetts.
Oh, in Massachusetts. Okay.
Where I got my Red Sox coverage over rabbit ears.
I tried to track that jingle down for you years ago, and I don't think it exists anymore.
I am telling you, you're going to both know this more as every year goes by. This is the one thing that is irrefutable. You will realize how fast that clock on the wall spins, because, you know, I am thinking in terms of within my lifetime, what television is now, what technology is now compared to what it was when my only goal, and I am not exaggerating, was to get the rabbit ears situated, and this is the truth, folks, so I could see the baseball. So I could actually see the baseball, and it was never really perfectly visible.
No.
Because of the snow and everything else when I was watching them. But anyway.
Look at the master tapes that they show on like clip shows from the early 70s. Even the master tapes look like crap.
Let me tell you why I like Josh Soroka.
And then I can offer counterpoint.
Yes, you may. No, I come in here and the first time I've been up since, I slept very late today. I was up since 6 a.m. this morning. We tape at about 8:15.
Lazy.
Lazy man. Lazy. I come in here and just a second before we're gonna join each other in matrimony, I look at my phone and I see congrats. And within a nanosecond, it comes from Josh to me, and I know. I'm like, no, because I have been in a rut for my baseball team and my football team.
Right.
I probably didn't even realize how desperately I wanted something positive for one of my teams to happen. And
as they say, Mike, you are owed a W. Somewhere you were owed a W. You need a win.
The most talked about free agent at the end of the free agent season, which has gone right down to the wire, was third baseman Alex Bregman of the Houston Astros. And it came down to three teams. I think it was the Cubs, the Detroit Tigers, and the Boston Red Sox. And I am telling you, when I saw that, I said, did they get him? Because I like Alex Bregman, and I wanted the Red Sox to get him. Although I was pissed off, like all the teams were, and all of baseball was at the end when he's just dicking around and not making a decision.
But it's the perfect fit for your team.
I hope so. Yeah, even if it's not, it's something that all I care about is things that my team does to make it more watchable and interesting. And now you're going to get the fan base of the Red Sox that are more interested than they have been. And that's always a good thing because, you know, hell, I'm down here where they have spring training. And it's exciting and fun. So when I saw it, but I hadn't checked the news because I got up late and I dove into all my, you know, the silly facts that I look at. I don't look at real news.
No.
You know, I look at health. I look at science. I look at general news headlines. And on my news headlines, excuse me, how about little Alex Bregman in the middle of your effing bird flu? I mean, with all due respect, okay, I'm trying to follow my sports teams here, and you're talking about a flock of geese falling out of the sky in Wisconsin or something like that.
Do you sometimes grow bitter that you can't go to the sports section directly in your paper now because everything's online?
Well, no, because
if you
the
want
speed,
sports, you go straight to a sports. You go straight to ESPN.
Well,
go,
it's not and exactly
Rob, in the day that Rob. I'm so excited. You can tell, right?
I can tell.
Josh texted me at 11 o'clock. This happened late last night, correct?
Right.
So late last night is not going to make it into the sports section in the morning. So I don't miss. I don't think many people miss old-fashioned newspapers.
I miss the funnies. The Post had 3 pages of them. It was great. Good crossword puzzle.
Why are you shaking your head, Josh?
Nobody misses a newspaper.
He does. He misses
it. And the funnies.
I used to subscribe to 3.
Easily find on the internet.
But not all laid out. You have to go to like Kathy.com and apartment3g.com if you want to follow them all.
I bet I can sign you up so you get it in your email every single day.
I'd rather be without. And I subscribe to the Post online anyway, so I suppose I could go find the funnies.
No, but I mean, the funnies.
No, they cease to be funny when they're on the internet. They have to be on the paper for them to be funny.
Let me tell you how old school Rob is.
Yes.
The real reason he misses the funnies is that Rob had a contest when he was a young boy going on the Captain 20 show where he got a lifetime supply of Silly Putty. And by the way, if you want to pronounce it the funny way, that's the funny way. So his lifetime supply of Silly Putty was he wants to take the Silly Putty and put it over the funny paper and lift up the toxic ink that we played with his children.
You see, you limit me. After I did the funnies, I would also do Silly Putty transfers of like Mikhail Gorbachev.
When they colorized the newspaper
and
in USA Today.
And stretch it out. Yeah, and it would make him so funny. And I showed all of that putty to – do you remember Eric Bickle?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I showed him,
known as EB on the Junkies.
I showed him all my putty, and he said, that is silly.
That's bazilly. So anyway, I got excited right before the show.
Do you think he'll have a
Because I literally on my show prep, the top of my show prep was, let's talk flu. Because I'm starting to see a lot of really horrible
things. Well, that text was definitely a bitter text.
Oh, it wasn't a congrats that maybe someone got fired.
Oh, it's totally bitter. But I mean, but that does not take away the. Yeah, maybe it does because it is bitter because he assumes.
Yeah.
I knew. He didn't know.
No.
And then this. You were the one that broke the news. You broke the news to me.
I knew that I'd beat you to it.
Real, okay.
But I didn't want to be the person to tell you.
So you just went with the vague congrats?
So I went with the vague congrats.
Fantastic.
I threw the baseball emoji in there so he would understand where to look.
Because if you hadn't done the baseball emoji and Mike woke up to a congrats text, he would think you were talking about yesterday's show.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at it now. So, what's the first one? Because I can hardly see it with my massive glasses on. There's a baseball. There's a sad emoji to the right of it. And then to the left of it, is that a face? Or are those hands clapping?
It's a face palm.
It's a face palm.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. I did
like
a face
in your
palm.
Face?
That's awesome.
Yeah, like face palm, baseball.
Like I can't believe this is happening.
And then it was like an eye roll emoji.
He ain't going to do crap. He's a Red Sox
What's his name, Buddy Bregman?
Alex Bregman. Who was Buddy Bregman? Was that one of your Catskills comedians?
Sounds like a comic, but this guy, do you think he'll play well in the Red Sox organization?
Because
they don't cheat.
He's going to, you know what he's going to do? He's going to pepper the wall. He's going to pepper the wall. No, but it makes it more interesting.
He's coming from a cheating team, isn't he?
This is the team. Look, 90% of the time, and Josh can testify to this too.
Yes.
90% of the time, and I'm going to put the Orioles and the Red Sox, maybe the Red Sox a little nudge ahead of the Orioles because I want to be honest. I want to be fair. And,
you're
but
a homer.
The, we watch, as in the American League East, we watch the New York Yankees basically get everybody.
Yeah.
Get everybody that's anybody. And this is the first, and then next probably comes the Red Sox where they used to be the next in line where they'd get a somebody. And then for like what, the last 5 years, Josh, they haven't gotten anybody. And they haven't been the big movers and shakers.
You almost said dick.
I know.
You got so close. Your mouth
they
made the D sound.
Dick.
Dick.
So there's that. So now you got a very, probably instantaneously, a more competitive AL East.
How do you think Buddy Bregman will deal with
tight.
It was already tight. What, Rob?
How do you think Buddy Bregman will deal with the racism of the club?
You mean the entrenched racism of the Boston Red Sox
and
franchise?
Actually the entire town, yeah.
Spurred on by Tom Yawkey and the South Boston Irish.
And I checked. Buddy Bregman is a producer that worked with Judy Garland, Bing Crosby, and some of those other old people.
And that's
right
why Valerie knows them. That's why Valerie knows the name.
Now, you know what? I'll take the name Valerie. I wear your Valerie as a badge of scorn.
Well, I think Nancy's overused.
And besides, it refers to Jim Nance.
Karen is overused too. With that,
when you complain about modern Hollywood, Mike, and you do, what you really are saying is that you want Buddy Bregman back. Now that was a filmmaker.
No, I don't care for Judy Garland movies. Really, outside of The Wizard of Oz, I think they're all crap.
You love.
I don't love your movies, Rob. I'm sorry. I don't love Easter Bonnet or whatever the hell she
was in. Yeah, that's the name of the movie, Easter Bonnet.
What was the movie?
Meet Me in St. Louis or Easter Parade.
Meet Me in St. Louis.
Easter Bonnet.
I'm not a fan of Judy Garland or Liza
Minnelli. What about A Star is Born? The color A Star is Born with her and your favorite, James Mason.
No.
No?
No. I thought she... How do you do it? How do you take a discussion of Alex Bregman going to the Boston Red Sox and suddenly we are on Judy Garland?
It's Josh's fault because he told me who Buddy Bregman was.
Anyway, thank you
and
for
that. And now I'm distracted that she was in a movie called Gay Paree.
Yeah, Gay Paree.
Paree. Yeah. Okay.
She voices a cat.
We have business to take care of. We have had a stunning promotion known as the TMOS Love promotion that wraps up today, ladies and gentlemen. And on the
Mike,
line.
Since you're setting it up, may I play the element?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Happy Valentine's Day.
You know, everyone likes to talk about love. And what better day to talk about love than the day before Valentine's Day? Silly putty.
Buddy Bregman.
We have asked you, you lazy crappers, to provide us with video testimonials of how much you love the show. And we received a few. I was happy with some. We have not seen all of them. We're going to see the last few entries today. And then we are going to give away a prize pack. Would you like to know what it includes?
I'd love it.
It includes an I Love TMOS hat.
New with stickers.
A one of two.
Yes.
A what?
One of two.
Extremely limited edition. Yeah. The other one is going into cold storage as a master in case the first one is damaged.
Next year.
Oh, is it for next year?
I don't know. We haven't decided where the second one's going yet.
Going into the vault.
Second one might go out to Happy Valley with me. I might actually wear that one out on the...
Let's do a Disney thing and put it in the vault for 7 years. And then we'll give it away.
Can I just do the promotion without you just and doing what you
means,
do?
It means we're selling it at the funeral.
My funeral?
In 7 years?
All right. Yeah, 7 years when I'm dead.
Yeah, which
funeral? Included in the prize pack, the famous campfire mug, which is the best mug in the world, right here. I'm not using it today, but I love it. The one I'm using today is my own personal mug that says Papa Bear on it.
Oh, I thought you had one that was like make it Christmas every day.
That's I've got Santa a Christmas one too. That's my Santa. That's my next to my campfire mug. That's my favorite.
Okay.
You'll also receive, speaking of campfire mugs, the beautifully packaged TMOS campfire ornament.
Yes. Shot glass.
Shot glass. Yeah.
Shot glass. Shot glass. It's no longer Christmas time.
I am sorry.
Yeah, you got to use the Tom Carvel mode, Mike. When a season changes, change the name.
Two TMOS commemorative coins.
Oh, I love those.
One for you and one to give to a friend when you see them out at an event.
And remember, they're accepted by all Atlantic City and Las Vegas slot machines. That's a joke from when we were doing...
I'm trying to give away and put, you know, emphasize the wonderful gifts that we're giving.
Yes.
My favorite sticker, because it really is an insider sticker that if you put it on the back windshield, the back mirror, the back whatever of your car, it's a Don't Get Happy Society sticker, one of my favorites.
Yeah.
And if you see this on a car, you can't see it from a distance, but you walk up, that's somebody who likes the show.
It made it onto Julia's car. That's pretty rarefied air when you make it onto a young adult's car of stickers. She loves
it. And last
it.
But not least, the Mike O'Mara Show koozie. For yes. Your, keeping your cold beverages cold. There it is. That is the prize pack. Before we go to the wheel, we're going to spin the wheel. There it is. We're going to spin the wheel because we've got all our winners, our qualifiers on the wheel. Yeah. There are not many of them because these people had to take the effort to make a video. And we realize anytime we do a contest like this that at the core of our listening audience is do for me. And that's the way it should be. It's our job
to entertain.
To entertain, not right. Not yours. However, every now and then we ask, and a few of you respond. How many do we have? Our last entries.
We got three for today.
Three for today.
Three final entries sneaking in.
Two I'm aware of, and one I'm not. But who do you want to play for us first for the TMOS Love Contest?
Let's set this up with Jim Amato first.
Jim Amato, an absolute loyalist. From way back when.
The P1s.
Happens nearly every day. People stop me on the busy streets of Pittsburgh and say, Beverly, what do you love most about TMOS? I could say that it's a daily escape that has provided many warm memories and laughs over the years. Or the characters that show up from time to time, like Charlie, Marion Barry, Lay King, or my favorite, Jack Cassidy! I could also say that I'm truly grateful for the opportunities Mike, Rob, and Josh have given me to create comedy pieces for the show. It gives me a great sense of satisfaction and lets me do one of the things I love most in life, getting people to laugh. But the one thing I love most about TMOS, the friends and family that have come into my life over the years. We're there for each other to celebrate the fantastic moments life has to offer. And we're there for each other when life gets a little too hard to handle. We're there to listen and to support each other no matter what happens with unconditional love. In all the years I've been around a mic and a mixing board, I can't think of another show where the listeners and the hosts have this wonderful bond where we all care for each other. That's what I love about TMOS.
That's sweet. That's
very nice,
Jim. I like that. That's really nice. That's I dig and that. I really do. And he's a wonderful addition to the show.
The thing that he likes the show best, but the second thing is touching other listeners because he was touching everybody.
That's delightful. I think that's that. Yeah. A lot of these are good. Some of them are funny. Most of them are very sincere, and we appreciate that.
Here's the separator, Mike. Here's the separator.
Yes, that's Jim Amato, ladies and gentlemen, but we have two more. Need a separator. Jesus.
No, that separator might be longer than this next video.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Who is this?
All right. Sharing what I love about the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's
a very funny podcast that I don't have to get out of bed for, that you can eat.
Thank you, Trip. Thank you, my loyal Democratic liberal friend. I love that guy. And
hi, Mike.
That's right. That's his go-to.
That's terrific.
Mike,
that's
here's
funny.
A shorter separator this time.
Okay, here we go.
Happy Valentine's Day.
And we have our third contestant.
Yeah, Mike, all right. Mike Plath.
Mike Plath.
Ah, yes. Right,
let's take
I thought I would take a moment to share what TMOS means to me. Everything.
Oh.
TMOS got me through some of the most difficult times in my life. I discovered TMOS in the year 2009. Post the death of my father, I became a bit of an insomniac, and there's not too many things to entertain you in the mornings at 5 a.m. But Captain Steve and Tommy Lang were there, and I would listen instead of sleeping. And there was one episode, one morning show, where this really funny guy came in, and I'm watching on the Ustream.tv, and I'm looking at this guy, and I'm like, this guy's hilarious. I want to know more about him. And it was Rob Spiewak. And I wanted to listen to him more and figured out he was a member of the Mike O'Mara Show. So if you ever thought these trips to Iowa were not worthwhile outreach or something, you created a lifelong fan out of me. I've listened every day since. When you don't post, I feel withdrawal.
Oh dear.
Oh, wow.
And it can be brutal.
We get it.
I never, ever, 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 ever want this show to go away. I love this show more than air, than food.
Wow.
I need it. I need it bad. I love it so much. I love you guys. I would do anything for you. You've done so much for me, and we've only met once at Kinnick Stadium, and I was very drunk, but it meant everything to me, and I just hope you guys know how much I love you, and I thank all the listeners. Have a mutual love for you, and the community is amazing, and I love this so much. Thank you. Thank you so much for the past 16 years.
That is just, wow. That is so touching. I didn't expect that. I did not expect to be touched by that. It's just, it's wonderful. And it's Rob getting a person to listen to the show and then get addicted to the show. That's as good as it gets. That's fantastic.
Nutty. So, and thank you,
it's
Mike.
It's a reminder that we need to call in and check in on that show.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, let's do that next week. We will call Captain Steve and join him on the show because we've been talking about it. It's fun. And,
oh, yeah.
I'll do one on my own, too. That's overdue for them. So we told you at the beginning, probably didn't remind you throughout, but we told you at the beginning, we collect these. There are not many of them. And we would spin a wheel, and the wheel will determine who gets that prize package that I mentioned before. So as I'm looking on there, I see that Josh has put two outlier pieces of pie up there, Spin right. Again and the bonus show. Spin Again speaks for itself. That
yes.
means we don't get a winner. But what is the bonus show? What does that mean?
Oh, we put this away, and the winner will get announced on the bonus show.
Oh, that is a tricky, horrible.
What a great
reason. Look who's enjoying it. There's the man in the middle right there that enjoys it more than anything.
It's
he likes
such
that.
A great reason to subscribe to the bonus show if, God forbid, it lands on that.
I think it would do good for the ratings if the Wheel of Fortune would take the same thing, where they have to wait for next episode.
On the actual show with Ryan?
Yeah, just add it into the show.
You know what? I'm not taking any dog in that race. If there's a dog.
Because I know you've given up on Wheel, right, since Ryan came on?
I hate it with Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah. What about, are you still Jeopardy?
Who would have thought that, that I would think Pat Sajak was a better broadcaster than Ryan? Well, I don't, maybe it's that thing you have, that sameness. You hate change. Yeah. I don't know. But Ryan Seacrest just leaves me cold. I don't like
Ryan
Seacrest.
Well, you have the one-on-one experience with Pat that always made the show more intimate for you.
Seeing him at a hockey game when I was drunk. Pat Sajak, you came on our show on time.
Pat.
I got to go drop a bomb in the men's room.
In the suite.
Same time. John Harris. Hi, Officer Harris. Anyway,
oh,
all right.
Big finish, Mike. Big finish.
And now, here's Ryan
and Vanna.
it's like watching the last season of Police Woman.
all right. So now let me ask you this.
Yes.
This wheel. yeah. this week, and this is a legitimate question. I want you to answer me honestly.
Yeah.
Because the, right there we see the bonus show. Well, of course they're going to go to the bonus show to rig it to go to the bonus show so we'll get more people to subscribe. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to Josh.
All right.
You know what? I did not think about rigging it. That would have been a good idea.
All right.
I should have rigged it.
So this is random. You don't know where this is going to land.
No, I don't know anything until we click.
Let me ask this question. When we land on, because if it's either Tripp, Affleck, Mike Platt, or Jim Amato, then we've seen the videos. But if it's one of the other people.
We've seen them all.
We've seen them all. Can we go back and look at the winning?
Oh, to review them?
We don't need to do that. Let's spin the wheel.
And I think it's Mike Plath. We apologize for the typo.
I mistyped on this.
Oh, dear. Yeah. Well, that's okay. Well, then, Rob, you want to give it a spin?
Yeah, okay. We're going to wind it up and let it go. There it goes.
Space age technology.
Oh no! Oh, spin again. Spin.
I see. I am.
Oh, and the applause.
I immediately think the fix is in.
I did not. Nothing was rigged here.
All right. That means
if it's rigged, it would land on the bonus show.
Can I take my talent and give it a little whirl here?
Yeah. All don't pull it as hard as I did, Mike. That was the problem.
All right. Here we go. All right. Hold on. Wait a minute. Wait, wrong side.
You're really going for it.
Here we go.
Slight delay on the wheel. It must. But we need to oil that. It lands on.
Oh,
Tripp Affleck! Yay! Yay!
Tripp Affleck.
Sharing what I love about the Mike O'Mara show. It's a very funny podcast.
Yes.
That I don't have to get out of bed for that. You can eat.
You know, I think that is well deserved.
That is well deserved because he made me laugh. Tripp gets the campfire mug. He gets the shot glass.
Yes.
He gets two, count them, two commemorative TMOS coins.
Mm-hmm.
And not less, the koozie. There's the koozie to keep your beverage. And the very special, which he could have used in that video, by the way.
Mike, be nice.
I love TMOS hat, and I am delighted. Tripp, congratulations. You are the big winner of TMOS
love
contest.
It's just brief. Can we see his video one more time, please?
Yeah, I like it. It makes me laugh every time I see it.
Sharing what I love about the Mike O'Mara show, it's a very funny podcast that I don't have to get out of bed for that you can eat.
That says everything you need to know about the man right there.
And for people that are just seeing Tripp for the first time, no, he's not an insane toy maker.
No, he's not. No. Tripp has in his basement a very, very dark black horse with a child catcher cage in a trailer.
Come
on the back
me.
Of it. By the way, if you know, just to give you the reference,
yeah.
A movie called Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. And
yes.
The child catcher, without question, as far as I'm concerned, even through my adult years, one of the most terrifying villains in a children's movie.
The whole movie is kind of horrifying at times because it's very surreal.
Yeah,
and
but great.
I think you
it's
put
great.
It. Over, I think you sort of don't see that when you're little, but when you watch it when you're grown up, the child catcher is horrible.
And
really
I believe
bad.
Dick Van Dyke may have been, in the middle of his drinking era.
I think it was maybe the apex of it.
I think it might right. Didn't we read that or share that somewhere you know he was so? Not only did he get Dick and Chitty Chitty Bang Bang being banged up himself, but and truly scrumptious.
Yeah,
but the cutest little kids I've ever seen. In a Hollywood movie.
Yeah, but they were on meth. That's
Stop.
Sad. Truly Scrumptious always was clean because she had urine drug tests on a bi-weekly basis.
Well, you can
basis.
Tell by looking that she's not under the influence of anything.
So this is the guy that's
there. Oh, look at that. Look at that. Hello, children. I've got lollipops. Oh,
treacle
my God.
Pudding.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
That was scary, scary, scary right there. Anyway, congratulations to Tripp. We want to say thank
well
you
played,
to
Tripp.
All of our entries. And next time, really, a little nudge here. Do better. And by the way, if you're somebody who wanted to do that, decided you weren't going to do it, and you haven't subscribed to the bonus show, go ahead. And I have to say, I'll give you the good with the bad. The You know, the Boner Show subscriptions have been very, very solid, and we appreciate everybody doing it. If you're on the fence, please join in. That's how we finance this thing as we chug along. We don't ask for a lot. We really don't. We sell a lot, but we don't ask for a lot.
Right.
And we want you to subscribe to the Boner Show content and do it today if you get a chance, because you got lots of fun coming up. On the Boner Show this week, we're going to you know, try a little something where it's more just shooting the bull as opposed to the plethora of prepared comedy that you've heard in the past. We really don't even know what's going to happen ourselves.
I'm scared.
We really,
really
don't. It's what's that?
I'm scared.
Yeah, I might be a little myself. I'm a little nervous.
Anything could happen.
Because when you don't have things prepared, you're never going to know exactly what's going to happen. And by the way, speaking of Tripp and his politics, yesterday at Happy Valley, I don't normally get the real nastiness, right?
Okay. Yeah.
I got a taste yesterday, and it was off-putting. I got a taste. I sat down after playing my round of golf, and somebody said something. Yeah, he's just all excited about how many good things Elon Musk is doing. And then he didn't say anything after that, and it wasn't an attempt to be funny. And I really wanted to look over and say, well, F you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I just so it's there. And I realize it's there, and I hate it, but there's nothing
we mustn't play into it. That, in a way, gives them a victory.
And I said, of course, I countered, because I always counterpunch.
Yeah.
I said, I'm more a fan of his brother. Who's the Joseph Goebbels. There you go. Sorry. And nothing, by the way, and I swear to God, nothing. Crickets. So for whatever reason,
did he say
there was a bit
that?
Of a sea change yesterday. Yeah, there was a bit of an attitude. I don't know if they're a little upset because their stock market's been tanking. I don't know what it is, but there was a little bit of an attitude. And you know what? There might be a little more of an attitude on my part, too. So I don't know. But Tripp is somebody who has not diverged from, you know, hating on Josh. And but that's the part I don't like. Don't pick on my Josh Soroka here. All right. He is who he is. And he's doing a great job for the show. And that's
what I think
the
attacks at me have calmed down.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. That's good. And I don't even look at the attacks. That's why I didn't realize the Red Sox had gotten Alex Bregman. I keep myself sequestered. Last thing before we go to break here.
What are Alex Bregman's politics?
Probably right wing, I would think. All baseball. Yeah. But baseball players are all
not
next.
Buddy Bregman. He was a FDR guy. Mikey loved him.
Buddy Bregman.
That's Buddy Bregman and the National Recovery Administration.
Okay.
Huge.
Was that the National Recovery Administration?
That's how we got out of the Depression, the NRA, yeah.
The NRA, was it really?
I believe
I thought it was another name. It wasn't. Well,
NRA
is National Rifle Association.
Well, now it is. I think there was other things under it, but that was the big program. I'm going to check right now, but I think it was.
Johnson was the Great Society.
Yeah.
FDR was.
He got us through a war. He got us out of the Depression.
What's the group that he had where he put people in to work? Where he had
that's part of
projects.
The NRA, I think.
I don't think it's NRA.
But there's NWA that you see at the front. No, NWA is a rap band.
Why don't you get it together, and then you can join us later.
Mike, the National Recovery Administration, NRA, was a government agency created in 1933 to help the economy recover during the National Depression.
Well, that's not the one people pay attention to anymore. Isn't that sad?
It is.
Isn't that sad?
It
now
is.
It's the NRA. Anyway, God almighty, let me try to get things back on track here.
Oh, and then there might we're seeing it in the chat room. The WPA is the one that's the Work Progress Administration that built the Hoover Dam. There was other agencies put America to work.
All right, I was going to do something, but,
Mike. We did put out another TMOS extra yesterday.
We did,
thank you, Josh.
Another reason for the bonus
thank you for saving us, Josh, from Baldy. Jesus Christ!
Hey, Mike, you're the one that talks about knowing.
Just shut up! What do you got, Josh?
Loud.
Well, there's a bonus show up there about me admitting that or becoming the old guy.
Oh, we're going to talk about that in the show. I want to spotlight the first Rob and Josh show.
What's second. The second?
And I want to get your thoughts about that with that. And I'd love a promo somewhere along the line on that if we can get that as well. That would be big fun. All right. You want to say Buddy Bregman again, for Christ's sake? I was just going to say, baseball night in America, my kid – starts the official, I love Florida sometimes, I really do, February 13th, and we've got Little League beginning tonight. The real Little League starts tonight. I just couldn't be more excited about it. I really am. Just to see him out there on the diamond, one of my favorite sports, and baseball.
Is he as out of his mind as you are about it?
He mentioned it today, so he's excited. Okay. So he actually told me he was excited. Josh, I'm not
any new gear?
No new gear at all. I am not a participant in managing or coaching or doing. I'm just a fan in the stands, and that's a better place to be. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
Where you're kind of just sitting there and enjoying it. I think I'm going to look.
You hope so. As long as there's a good coach.
I think there is. I think these guys are very dead. But you know.
Also, don't you think sitting in the stands less pressure on your son, allow him to flourish a little more?
Oh, that's a great question. I don't think so necessarily.
Really? Okay.
Because the kid has an advantage if the dad is the coach.
Yeah.
Because if the kid's not happy, he can go over to the dad and be like, no, I move me to a different position.
They can or involve themselves in that. So we'll let you know. But thank you for that. Thank you to all the participants in our TMOS Love contest. Congratulations to Trip Affleck, Buddy Bregman, and everybody that was involved in the show. We will take a break, ladies and gentlemen.
Already?
To come back, we've got news and more fun and more thrills. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, and we'll be right back, everybody. Buddy Bregman. Buddy effing Bregman. How about that? How about that?
Every time you turn on the radio and hear a song, you say thank you.
Thank you.
To Buddy Bregman.
Buddy Bregman. Hey, Rob, you like Orgain, right?
I love it.
You're always doing that. Orgain is fantastic. You know, one of the challenges to eating better is that so many better-for-you products taste yucky.
Yeah.
Well, there's a brand that has cracked the code on providing real nutrition and amazing amounts of protein that tastes incredible. It's Orgain. We all love it on the show. Orgain is a 30-gram protein shake, an excellent source of complete protein with all 9 essential amino acids. And whether it's chocolate or vanilla, the taste is the best. It gives me energy, provides muscle support and recovery, helps manage hunger, and promotes healthy weight management. Orgain is convenient. It's real nutrition. It's only got a gram of sugar per serving and no soy ingredients or artificial flavors or sweeteners. It's amazing. It's
so delicious.
You know
what's great about it is if you get up and you're running behind and you don't have time for breakfast, you don't have to skip breakfast anymore because this is faster than anything you can grab. It's in your fridge, and you've got your breakfast in your hand.
Yep.
And all that protein, you can't argue with it. Orgain is the best.
And here's the – can I mention this? We don't talk about this a lot when we're talking about Orgain. It's a small little container that's got the delicious Orgain in it. And you'd think when you slam that down that you'd still be hungry, but it's almost an immediate –
yes, satiates you.
Satiation of, is that a word?
Satiation? Yeah, it's a song by the Go-Go's, I think.
Satiation. Anyway, it's fantastic. We love Orgain. You will, too. You'll never get me to budge until I finish my Orgain chocolate fudge. So deal with it, America.
Oh, I wanted you to say that with a little more oomph.
No, Orgain 30 gram. What? Orgain 30 gram protein shakes, deal with it, are available at Costco and Orgain.com. If you want to get in on the delicious protein pack nutrition today, head to Orgain.com/TMOS. Once you're there, look around.
Deal with it.
Deal with it. And get some Orgain in your cart. Then head to checkout, and when you're prompted to, use the promo code TMOS30. So there are two things there, all right? But it'll get you 30% off your order, orgain.com/TMOS, and make sure you use that promo code TMOS30 during checkout so they know that we sent you. Would you do that? Play the thing.
Deal with it.
Yeah, deal with it. Come on now. Deal.
Deal,
Wade. I didn't do the thing yet. Let me see if it's in there. Please play. Please.
Are you? Oh, that's great. You're not
nominees.
To your headphones.
Nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class of 25 were announced yesterday. Here's the rundown. We always mention this. I always think it's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
This year's first timers, Bad Company. Can't get enough of you.
Great song, but do they have enough of a catalog to earn? They do.
Yeah,
you
Bad
think?
Company has a ton of classic rock hits. The Black Crowes, Joe Cocker.
Yes, Joe Cocker, overdue.
How where do you line up on the Black Crowes?
The first album was so good, and then they stuck around. I think they deserve it. They've got
Joe Cocker power. Deserves it. That's for sure.
Yeah, he deserved it 20 years ago.
Billy Idol, I believe, also. Mm-hmm. All of them so far. I'm sorry, I plead ignorance on this. Mana, M-A-N-A, umlaut over the A. What? Am I missing
know that.
Something?
I don't know that. Sounds what German.
Mania? Or I feel like a moron when I bring something in and I haven't done the research on it. It really bothers me.
It's not like
me.
You spent years in the music industry, Mike. You can't
it
be expected to know.
It is the first Spanish language act to be nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Well, there it is. That's okay. Great. And congratulations to them. Outkast, Phish, and finally, hey, Chubby Checker, of course. Got to put Chubby Checker
not
in the
yet.
Rock and roll.
His records were from 1960.
Did you know he's still alive? He's 83 years old, and he's been living off the two hits for 60 years. The Twist and
two.
Let's Twist Again. Come on, baby. Come on, everybody. Come on, everybody.
Both of them currently living in my jukebox. That's odd that he would get nominated this
so week. So him being alive is reason enough to give him the award.
Absolutely.
Because don't they all perform?
Well, and 83 is today's 63, so we'll see how he looks. Yeah. See if he's well-preserved when he gets up there.
Yeah, he could be president.
Maybe Manna could push him out in his wheelchair.
You made an old person joke about presidents.
I know, let it slide.
The Twist Again and Limbo Rock.
Limbo Rock also,
Yeah. Limbo Lua now. That's Chubby Checker.
Roar, his voice is always like this. Come on, everybody.
Chubby has been wanting in for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for a long time. In 2001, he took out a full-page ad in Billboard, arguing for his inclusion. In 2002, he protested outside the induction ceremony when he didn't get in. And the rest of these nominees this year, Mariah Carey, New Order, Joy Division / New Order, Cyndi Lauper, Oasis, Soundgarden, and the White Stripes. Are you a White Stripes fan? Do you like
Carey
the White Stripes?
I can deal with them. I like them okay, yeah, but I don't think I have any of their music on physical media.
These are nominations. We don't know if they're getting in yet, but we'll see about old Chubby Checker. I hope he doesn't have to protest again. You know?
Trivia question, Mike. Chubby Checker, nay Ernest Evans, how did he get the name Chubby Checker? And it has nothing to do with the movie Fatso.
He was a big, fat tub of goo.
Yeah, but Dick Clark's wife thought he looked like Fats Domino. So Fats, Chubby, Domino, Checker. That's how they got the name.
And he had a big boner when he was performing.
Huge. Really, that's how
the
that's
class.
How
don't add switched. To it. Don't add to it. He needs discipline today, Josh. That's it's the Thursday discipline. That's what he needs.
And
the
it's
class
always
of 2025. What?
It's always on a Thursday, Mike. The Thursday discipline.
2025 will be announced in April, and the induction ceremony will take place next fall, all the way next fall in L.A. They keep it going throughout the year.
And
the
they won't broadcast it until months after that. They've turned it into a year-round thing.
Josh, did you get my video I sent you about Mariah Carey?
I did, but I didn't download it. I'll pull it right now.
Mariah Carey's up for induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but is she okay? Now, this I watched. I think it's not fair. I don't buy into it. There's a video of her on stage during her Vegas residency that has fans concerned. The clip shows Mariah walking across the stage, moving very slowly. I know, but I didn't think it was a big deal. Hold on. Someone asked if she was in pain. She's 55, by the way, but that's not old.
Hey, we're almost the same age. How about that?
One of her fans said, quote, I think she's like, you got my voice and that's all I'm giving you. Well, that's what it might be. I don't think she's a turbo. Take a look and see if this really makes you concerned. I wasn't. Go ahead. Roll the tape.
Sharing what I love about the mic.
No, that's not it.
Here's the real video.
Okay, go ahead. Takes like three steps. That's how do you base it on that?
She's fine.
She's fine.
I would walk the same way in those shoes.
Those shoes are very, very high up, and you probably have to be careful so you don't fall. You cut it off a little bit. There's a little more walking. Now you'll see a little bit more. There she goes.
No, it's the heels.
She's walking like a diva.
It's the heels. It's trying not to fall.
It's walking to the beat of the music.
She's fine. She was in worse shape on New Year's Eve when her backup track got messed up. Remember that? And she ended up just walking around the stage in Times Square.
Well, then fine. Yeah, she's been diva-ish, but don't we pick on Mariah for enough things? You don't need to create stuff.
You'll never really hear a bad word out of my mouth about her. Queen. Sing on, Queen.
We all get tired. And they say that about... As a matter of fact, this morning, I got a great night's sleep last night. My son went to bed early last night. Carla and I went to sleep early enough. Probably full out at about 10:30, which is fine. And we all, every one of us today, woke up dragging our asses. We were totally dragging. It took me a long time to really wake up.
Well, any weather shift down there?
No, it's gorgeous.
Like a pressure, shift or anything?
It's fantastic. It's like the best. 80% of people take...
Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night. Cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure.
Naps. You don't know anything about that, do you, Rob?
Oh, boy. Yes. Are you saying that there are people that spend 80% of their day napping? I wasn't listening.
No, it's 80% of people that take naps, even if it's just a brief one before bed. There's new research that says perfect nap time is 1:42 p.m.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Eastern time.
Eastern time, sure. And that the optimum nap length is 51 minutes. So you'd wake up, you go about 1:42, wake up about 2:33, and you'd be rested and refreshed.
That sounds pretty good. We call taking a nap in our house playing fort. And that is a good time to do. Playing fort? Yeah, when the kids were real little and Carrie needed a nap, she'd get pillows and blankets and say, let's build a fort. And she would crawl in the fort and fall asleep while the kids played. So it's been called playing fort. But now that she's on some mood-altering medication, Carrie doesn't nap as much.
Okay. If a nap goes longer than that, around an hour and a half, it can do more harm than good for your momentum and energy.
No. It's fine.
Sleep if it goes on for 2.5 hours, then it's officially a full sleep session. I don't know what that means.
Well, I like to be official.
But for some people, even 51 minutes can be too long. One sleep expert advised that naps should be kept short, with 20 to 30 minutes being ideal. I believe in that. I believe you can get a battery recharge in 20 to 30 minutes, and you can do it easily. 10 years ago, I bought one of those little massager chairs, and I am telling you, it puts me to sleep every time, and I can set it to 20 minutes, and it's fantastic. Set it and forget it.
Do you wake up when it's done? I mean, do you like sense
not
that
always?
It's over?
Not always, but I will within 5-10 minutes. I will. So, but I'm out, and it's funny sometimes because both my kid.
Dad's asleep again.
I haven't put that in my soundboard.
You need to. It's a good workhorse.
I haven't put that anywhere in a while.
Don't sleep with it.
No, because that God knows what could happen.
That'll turn a nap into 3 hours quick as a wink.
The people at NASA agree with this.
What are they talking about that?
A while back, they did a study and found the perfect length for a nap is 26 minutes. I believe this. I really do.
Yeah, even shorter if you're driving.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.
You're only going through the first 2 stages of sleep in that period of time.
There was some famous scientist, I forget who it was, that for a while was sleeping for 15 minutes, then doing 45 minutes of work, then sleeping for 15 minutes. So he got a total of like 6 hours of sleep a day, but in hunks. And I can't see that being possible because then you're not doing the full sleep cycle. Wouldn't that ultimately kill you?
Yeah, probably. You'd be dead.
Yeah.
I
would think so. Yeah. So that's why he's dead, I guess. The sleep killed him.
Dead, Dom.
Dead, Dom.
That's the way it goes. He's dead. All right. I brought a story here, and I didn't get the name of the acronym, the organization.
All right.
It's new data from JATO, J-A-T-O Dynamics. And it's an auto site.
Okay, JATO.
I don't
just
want,
another
I
talk.
Feel so compelled to have the proper attribution to this that I'm going to ask Mr. Soroka if he can find it. It's JATO Dynamics.
Yep. I know what it is. It's Jim Amato Talks.
No, stop it. He's gotten enough on the show today. God bless him. He has that. It's some sort of automobile organization, I would think.
Is it jet-assisted takeoff?
It is not jet-assisted takeoff, but that's a lovely one.
Is it the Works Progress Administration?
Do we have it?
I am not finding JATO known for everything. Anything. I'm on their website. I'm on their Wikipedia.
All right, here it is. Whatever it is, they said the Toyota RAV4 has finally displaced the Ford F-150 as the best-selling vehicle in America.
Finally.
That's a big deal.
Yes.
Toyota sold more than 475,000 units of the RAV4 last year, edging out the F-150, which came in second after selling just under 461,000. So they got more. I'll give you 10. They had 20 of the top sellers. They're in this order, one to the last one. Toyota RAV4, Ford F-150. Coming in at third, the Honda CR-V. Coming in at fourth, the Tesla Model Y. That's a surprise to me. I thought it was more of a niche deal. Number five is the Chevrolet Silverado. Number six, the Toyota Camry, the official vehicle of Happy Valley and Rancho de los Muertos.
It just runs so reliably.
It's wonderful. It's comfortable. We have room. And we bought the two-door, the Solara, so we can take down the top.
Come here and listen to the radio. It sounds so good.
Number seven, Toyota Corolla. Number eight, Nissan Rogue. Number nine, the Honda Civic. And then number 10, another pickup truck, the GMC Sierra 1500, which is the same as the Chevy Silverado.
You know, I feel that these people that are buying these units are rushing it. I'm waiting for the Toyota RAV5. I think that's going to be a better car.
Yeah, I agree. It'll be more powerful. Mm-hmm. Overall, the U.S. sold 16.1 million passenger cars and light trucks last year, which was up 3% from 2023, but there may be trouble ahead. Ford CEO Jim Farley said, "Well, I know what you're thinking. I live in a van down." Oh, that's Chris Farley.
You live
I apologize.
In a F-150.
Wasn't Jim Farley the program director of WTOP, the all news station, and a smug bastard?
He was the first guy to ever shut me down in an interview.
Yeah, and be dickish, correct?
I never got the impression he was well-liked by anybody.
The CEO, Jim Farley, said he's worried about the economy. He said, let's be real honest here. Long-term, 25% tariffs across the Mexican and Canadian border would blow a hole in the U.S. industry that we have never seen before. That's a little scary.
Yeah, well, it's one guy's opinion. I don't see how it could hurt us.
Then he went back to sucking through his paper straw. That's it. That's it.
It is jet assisted takeoff, but I don't know what that has to do with the car company.
I don't either. Hope the statistics are correct. And finally, today, the Scottish government wants everyone to know it does not plan to ban cats.
This was a thought. This was an issue.
I just thought I'd let it lay there. First Minister John Swinney. That's a good Scottish name. He was forced to issue the statement after a report by independent experts said cats are a threat to Scotland's wildlife and suggested containment be considered to reduce the damage.
Right.
The Scottish Animal Welfare Commission said cats kill at least 700 million birds and other animals each year in the UK. cats.
Cats, man.
Jesus.
I think we need to pass that over to Trump. We need an executive order right now getting rid of cats.
I'd be all in on that one. I know I'm pissing people off there.
What if cats, we could train them to use paper straws?
The report said cat containment measures could also include restrictions on introducing cats to households in vulnerable areas. Mm-hmm. I would assume rural areas. And that was interpreted by some people as a ban.
Sure.
Here's what Swinney said.
He Swinney!
Said, let me just clear this up today. The government's not going to be banning cats or restricting cats. We've no intention of doing so. And we will not be doing it. Would you like to know what the Scottish cat said?
Yes.
I don't give an F.
That's typical cat.
You know why I don't give an F?
Why?
Because I'm a cat, you bastard. I don't care because I just like to lick my balls.
You know who's happy to hear that story, Mike?
Who's that?
Lou Katz. Because he didn't want to be banned.
Right. We'll take a break and come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Thanks for listening, by the way. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
I got a break.
Commercial
in my
here.
Ladies and gentlemen, bonus show members and lovers of fine headgear.
Yes.
It's time to saddle up. The Mike O'Mara Show Kentucky Derby Party is coming your way. And the horses are at the track. And they're off. Join us Saturday, May 3rd at 5 p.m. at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern for an evening of fun, laughter, food, drinks,
yes,
and, of course, the Kentucky Derby. But here's the best part. This event is absolutely free. But wait, there's more. Our very own Best Ladies Hat Contest. Hey, fellas. Don't think we're excluding you. If you got the confidence to rock an over-the-top feathered masterpiece, perhaps with fruit, we welcome you to join in. That's right. Boys, wear the ladies' hats.
Do it.
That's what I really, really want. As a matter of fact, if there were more men with hats than ladies with hats, that would make me very, very happy. But I'd like everybody to wear a big, loud, obnoxious Kentucky Derby hat. Nothing else is required in costume. You can wear your regular street clothes with your beautiful chapeau on top. The bigger, the bolder, the better.
Thank you.
So, mark your calendars, tell your friends, and get ready for a photo finish of fun. And here they come. Don't miss out. RSVP now, and I'll see you Monday, May 3rd. Saturday, May 3rd. Put in the Saturday, will you please?
Of course.
And put in the Kentucky for the Kentucky Derby so I never forget.
Okay.
At Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. And remember, don't get happy.
Don't.
If you just wear a floppy hat and you do it on the lazy, it's just not going to work. I want an elaborate hat. Rob would like a Kentucky Derby hat that looks like Carmen Miranda.
Yes.
Now, I'm off to the milliners. That's a hat maker.
That's right.
People can call Jimmy's, 703-435-JIMS, or email danielle.jimmysoldtowntavern@gmail.com for reservations.
Can you give the phone number once again? I just love the phone number.
703-435-JIMS or email danielle.jimmys. That's a tough one, the way it's
it
written.
Is. Yeah, I would dial good. I would dial JIMS.
703-4. Yeah, you'd like to tie up their phone line, but we can use the other communication methods as well because you don't care. 703-435-JIMS or email danielle.jimmysoldtowntavern@gmail. There's no way I can read this email address without effing it up.
No,
or
it's
email
easy.
It is not easy, especially when you separate it. Danielle.jimmysoldtowntavern@gmail.com.
You just nailed it.
Thank you.
Yes.
For reservations.
Mm-hmm.
Danielle.jimmysoldtowntavern@gmail.com. The bottom line is it probably would be a good idea for you to get your reservations for
if you want
Jimmy's.
A table.
If you want a table. And you know, they all want a table.
They all want their own table.
Am I right? They all want their own table.
Exactly.
With an extra large chair. You can eat.
I wonder if we'll spill out into the beer garden.
So, Rob Spiewak, Josh Soroka, TMOS Extra, dropped yesterday. Am I right about that?
Yes.
I encourage growth in our farm team. And I love it to if it takes hold. I don't believe that you two have you done a TMOS Extra just with you two prior to this?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, which one did you do?
Costco.
Costco. Okay, so this is your second go round. Mm-hmm. So you know the rhythms of each other. And how did it go with the Josh is an old man extra?
Josh, it was your extra, so I'll give you crack at it.
It was it went well. I learned that Rob doesn't really know about softball because it was about me going out to a softball practice after not playing for almost a year.
Now, but you play old man slow pitch softball? Is that what you do?
Well,
I play slow pitch softball. The problem is I joined a new team, and I'm the oldest guy on the team.
That's good. I mean, probably I played when I was 18. I played slow pitch softball right after I got out of high school, and it was, you know, a lot. Look, it's still baseball. You're still running the bases and doing all that. So, you thought it was worthy of a TMOS extra, the fact that you feel old?
Well, everyone else was under the age of 40, would be my guess.
Uh-huh. And couples, and also and a team couples, that have been together a long time.
Oh, is this a co-ed league?
It's a co-ed league. I haven't played co-ed in years.
Mm-hmm. There's a great story I won't spoil why Josh does not play co-ed ball.
Did you deal with Rob? Did you ask any questions? I don't want to blow the whole thing.
Yes, right.
Rob asked questions.
Because Rob asked questions about the hottie factor, if it's co-ed and it's young, right?
I believe we grazed on it, but also that they were all married. So
It seemed like a good amount of married.
You can still look.
Yeah, of course you can. Yeah.
Right?
And I guess Josh is married too, so it's sort of a moot point.
Rob was more fascinated that, all right, I'll tell you here. I don't play co-ed until now because I sent two women to the hospital. And not just two women.
All right, I'm
going to
let that tease hang there. You talk about that on the TMOS Extra?
I do. Because it's not only, it's two people who are related. It's a mother-daughter.
Really? Well, that
it's a grand story.
If you want to subscribe to the bonus show and log in for that TMOS Extra, it's a 30-minute program with Carnage.
Yeah,
that's like it's just like a Dateline.
And
it's
Josh
fantastic.
There are so many great things that Josh does, and one of the things is he turned this TMOS Extra into a learning moment for me because I learned more about softball than I had ever known before, like the fence. But I won't get into that now.
Did you not think it had a fence?
Well, the
to protect there's now a fence to protect the pitcher.
You mean like the screen?
Yeah, for the pitcher to hide behind after they pitch it.
Really?
Yeah.
When did they put that in?
I was fascinated.
In adult softball, I guess.
I had no idea. I played adult softball. We didn't have any screen.
Didn't
like the thing you do
after?
To throw batting practice. Yes.
Yeah. It's like half the size of that.
Really?
And didn't they install the screen shortly after you sent the women to the hospital?
There have been horrible injuries. Let's not poo-poo that.
That's why.
Been bad,
and that's
bad
why
injuries.
There's the screen for adult softball in Florida.
Does this have anything to do with your Super Bowl square victory? Because I did a couple of squares myself. I did three squares in one contest. I never heard from anybody, so that meant I lost.
Yeah. So I decided that I would take some of my Super Bowl square winnings and go ahead. And this softball team was looking for a sponsor. So their first sponsor is the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey!
Wow. You did that on your own?
Yes. Yeah, I want to see.
That's fabulous.
I want to see if we can get some more younger people listening to this show.
Do you want me to see if, do you want me to price what it would cost to get a billboard out in my son's Little League?
Yes.
You want me to do that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm really thinking that this is a banner that will go up at all, I guess, my games.
I'd love to get a banner. So I'd love to put that up there. I'll do that tonight. I will talk to the guy that runs the show. I've always wanted to do that.
Tired of seeing dentists and lawyers.
Dentists and lawyers.
Real estate agents.
Yes, amen. Amen, baby.
They love the community. Mike, do you want me to price out how much it would be to put a banner in my yard?
No, Rob, that's okay. You can go without that.
Are you sure?
Yeah. But if I do one and Josh does one, where would Rob, seriously, where would we have Rob put a banner? Where would it be?
Elementary school.
That sounds creepy.
That is creepy as hell.
But I keep looking at these banners when I do school drop-off. And I don't know. Virginia probably doesn't have – every school in Florida has a fence around it.
Yes, it does. Yes.
Which was good to me when moving down here.
Is that to keep people from breaking in or breaking out?
No, it's because they had some gun issues years ago.
Oh,
so
shocker.
They just made it statewide.
That's odd. Right.
But that fence is lined with dentists, real estate agents, lawn care people.
Oh, right. Okay. We don't sell advertising in our schools up here.
Well, yes, it's
the fence.
I guarantee you do at the football games.
Well, I'm talking about the fence. Yeah.
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 Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think it's a great idea. And I'm going to. How much were your winnings that you won in your Super Bowl square?
$300.
Whoa. That's a good square. I won $500 one year at Cocoonville, and I was. And what's cool about it? Did they call you because nobody really pays attention to it? You just kind of put your name on a square. Did you remember, like during the game, were you able to say, "I've got that square," or did somebody just alert you that you'd won?
Mike, I ran the squares. It was the TMOS squares.
Oh, it was the TMOS squares.
Yes.
And you bought one.
Helped raise money for this show, and I bought one myself.
Oh my!
Because I wanted to play.
God, that is incredible. Congratulations. Congratulations on your embezzlement. That is absolutely fantastic.
Well, that's why it's going towards sponsorship.
That's awesome. I love that. Well, congratulations.
And that's also why yesterday's show is behind a paywall.
That's exciting.
Because now all those teammates are going to check out the show.
I love it. That's fantastic. We'll take a break here. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, I got to talk to Rob about his kitchen electric issues.
Okay.
It sounds like he's not really handy. We'll do that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa. Folks, you see me drinking it every day. I'm drinking it right now. Here it is. Here it is.
Yay.
Liquid IV. Yummy, yummy, yummy. This program sponsored by Liquid IV.
Gosh, Mike, wouldn't it be easier if you used a paper straw?
A paper straw explodes when I put it in my mouth. Whatever you do, do it your own way with extraordinary hydration from Liquid IV, powered by Live Hydroscience. Science!
Science!
Liquid IV helps you break the mold. It's wonderful. I drink it every single day. I love this. I've got the grape. Are they still making the grape?
Yeah.
The is it the green grape? I'm not sure.
They have
it's
green
white
grape
peach.
And purple grape. I mean, they
it's
have
sugar-free.
Every
it's
flavor,
the grape sugar-free.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. It keeps me going. You got about a million flavors out there. True to fruit flavors that keep you hydrated. When they say true to fruit, I mean this is grapey grape. Yum yum.
Yeah.
Find all your favorite hydration multiplier flavors on their website. My brand new white peach bags just arrived yesterday. I'm super excited
about that. Sticks, Mike.
From grape to lemon lime. Yeah, that's the little packets they come in. But it's a bag that has the sticks.
Right.
So when I said my bags arrived, I was right. The sticks are inside of the bags.
I stand corrected, and my apologies.
Yes. So if you were to come down there, I might let you touch my bag. Choose from their line of sugar-free flavors like raspberry lemonade, white peach, rainbow sherbet, and so much better than any sports drink. It really is flavor-wise. Plus, and I think nutrition-wise, too. 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, 8 essential vitamins and nutrients, and always non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, and soy-free. Don't think you don't need it. The dry air of winter will dehydrate you faster than you know, ladies and gentlemen. And down here, we've had temperatures in the 80s. That's right, South Florida, baby.
Show off.
Be like Josh. He hands out Liquid IV to the young men on his softball team, so they will like him. And they do. Tear poor, live more. Liquid IV. Embrace your ritual with extraordinary hydration. Liquid IV, 20% off when you go to our website, MikeOmaraShow.com. 20% off your first order. Shop better hydration today. TMOS, liquidiv.com. Too much copy. There you go. It's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration Today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. There. It is there.
Don't buy Liquid OV, Mike. That you can only get at the Capital Store, and it's not what you want. You want Liquid IV.
Russian machine never break. Russian machine never break. Let's talk about you and your kitchen, Rob Spiewak.
I think that everybody has a time when their houses... original appliances start dropping like flies because the people that built this house didn't live here long and then they moved out. And because of that, they posed all what they like to call contractor supply appliances. Contractor
grade. I know the term. And I look at so much real estate down here because I'm curious.
Yeah.
We're not going anywhere. We have no plans because the market's going now.
Right.
Anyway, but I'm very aware of contractor grade bathroom lights that go above the sink. They look like white bulbs.
I've replaced three of them.
They're vanity lights, and they're just simple white bulbs that go in there, and that's how you know. Absolute bottom of the barrel, and you can see shower appliances and stuff like that. Yeah.
So we've gone through two dishwashers since we've been here. The refrigerator just died again, so we replaced that. We did a new cooktop, which is, I mean, I didn't even know those broke.
Do you have gas or electric?
It's gas.
Okay.
And it's a beautiful one, Mike.
It's a great one. What kind did you get?
I went with Frigidaire because I was so happy with them with the refrigerator delivery. And instead of a fan in the center.
That's what I have as well.
It's a huge, like probably a 10-inch gas burner. So you have five burners. And one of them is like nuclear powered. It boils water.
You don't really
need
a fan, do you, really?
No, I mean, our fan was broken for years. So we never missed it. But this is great, this one. And also, this is a dumb thing that I never thought about. All the grates are the same height. So you can slide from one burner to the other without having to lift the pot. So if you want to move something from the big burner to like a simmering burner, it's nothing you have to lift. You just have to slide it over. And it's not the lifting that bothers me, Mike. It's the spilling. Okay. Don't be a dick.
Sorry. It just sounded like... Because that Herculean effort of lifting the tenth of an inch up to the next burner.
What if you're dealing with a 12
inch Rob cooks his pasta with the water brimful. Don't want any.
I'm talking about like cast iron pans that are very heavy, especially with food in them. It's easy to just slide them. You won't spill
them. It's one of those big lobster pans.
Yeah, it is. And it's full of lobster.
There you go. Did you install it yourself, by the way?
No. I had gentlemen come do it.
Did you put your dishwasher in by yourself?
No, dishwasher is really hard.
I did a dishwasher, and I would think that the cooktop would be easier.
No, the cooktop I would avoid because
it's gas.
I don't want to deal with gas.
Yeah, you're right. Gas, can't do it. No way.
I applaud you for the dishwasher. I did install the ice maker in my refrigerator, which meant like disassembling the whole freezer armature. So that's not
bad. I remember that, Rob.
But Carrie, while in the kitchen, while we're talking kitchen, like you, Carrie is a coffee person. And people that love coffee.
Big news on coffee coming up soon on the Mike O'Mara Show, baby.
Love coffee. And her Keurig. Passed in the past couple weeks. We had it for probably 3 or 4 years,
can't
and it was a nice
that
one.
On the contractor,
but no, we can't. It was a nice one. Thank you, Uncle Joe.
They didn't have anything to do with that. But the currying after that, yeah,
and it was you could use the pods, or it actually brewed coffee as well. It had a pot and a cup thing. I loved it. I thought it was great.
Okay,
and it died. So Carrie said, "Well, before we get a new one, let me see if it needs anything like resetting or something." So she said, she turned it off and turned it on. I said, "Well, that's not really a reset. You need to unplug and replug." And then I went on to do another adventure. And
she looked at you and said, "Well, you need to blow it out your ass."
That was before. And I came back and she said, "You know, I was resetting the Keurig, and I noticed that the outlet itself, the plug that goes in the outlet, was a little dirty, so I cleaned it. But I think it might have been still wet when I plugged it back in." And I said, "Well, water and electricity don't really mix."
"Oh, sure they do. I can unplug it right here and have..."
She said, "Well, that's when the reset button popped out on the outlet." And I said, "Oh, did you reset it?" She said, "Yeah."
A GFI unit?
Yeah. Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. And then she said, "But every other outlet on our kitchen counter doesn't work now. So we had to move plugs everywhere because there's half of the outlets don't work. They're just dead." And it troubles me.
Well, hold on. Is it a GFI or is it a breaker?
Well, Mike,
If multiple outlets don't work, that's usually a breaker.
Well, no. Breaker. It's also a GFI.
It can be a GFI. Because
in your kitchen, you have two circuits on separate GFIs.
Listen to this.
So that one, because of the load of especially older appliances, took a lot of power.
But
so
I'm wondering,
would do two separate circuits.
Wouldn't they, I guess, it just seems to me that the randomness of every other one, wouldn't they want to put the ones that are on the same circuit next to each other?
All I know
Yes, Mike?
All I know is the circuit on a tool that I'm using in the bedroom lately seems to be working really well. I have not had to use the GFI.
Well, Mike, the GFI oftentimes is a reaction to moisture because they put them in the bathroom in the kitchen. So as long as your GFI hasn't popped, I guess you're working in a fairly dry environment.
When she reset the GFI, did the little light come on?
Yes. On the GFI? And I think she said there might have been a flash or a pop.
No, but is the light stays on?
Yeah, but then we reset it. You know, you push the button back in and it resets.
Okay.
And so the GFI is working. That actual GFI outlet is working.
Okay.
The one that's in the kitchen. And then the outlet next to it doesn't work. And then the outlet next to that does work.
Okay. So she reset the GFI that was on the other circuit.
Okay.
So you have another GFI somewhere.
Gosh, I think there's only three in the house. There's one up in the bedroom.
And he's going to go nuts now. He'll be thinking about that all day. All day.
All day. Because I remember I had to do a reset in the basement in the garage because the GFI is where the refrigerator is plugged in. So I always flip out. If that pops, then I'm going to lose thousands of cans of Coca-Cola. And so double check.
Exactly. You'll have to re-refrigerate them.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, you
but
lose
do you
them.
Think there's Probably a fourth and then there's a GFI in my in the master bath. So three.
You normally have a GFI in every bathroom outside.
Every bathroom?
Yes.
Wow.
But that won't be tied
what
to
does GFI
kitchen.
Stand for?
Ground fault interrupter, I believe.
No, ground fog interrupter?
Fault. F-A-U-L-T. Oh,
ground fault.
Fault.
Interrupter.
Say fault again.
Fault.
It was a hard fault battle, Mike.
Salute to everybody who fought for our freedoms.
For those who serve.
But, so what's going on? I'm
but
totally
the water,
lost
the now. Moisture absolutely is suspect for blowing a GFI, right? Because the water
yes.
can mess up a ground.
Yes.
We have a sound of blowing a GFI right here if you want to hear it.
Yes,
here it goes.
We do.
So let's play that again because I just simply.
You're a toddler, Mike.
I can't help myself.
Maybe there might be a GFI in the powder room that I'm not aware of.
Is there a powder room right next to the kitchen?
Well, I've been trying to come up with a go F something, and the I letter does not produce
working.
Anything funny for the I. Independence,
no,
that doesn't work.
No.
Indians, that doesn't work.
You can't even say that anymore.
You can't say that. It's not so your GFI.
Ishmael.
Really, yeah, go F Ishmael.
That was how they said
that worked almost a little bit, so I'll take that.
Mike, those are the first three words in Moby Dick.
Go F Ishmael. Instead of call me Ishmael, that's it. All right, so what did you fix? Did you fix it?
I haven't. I didn't think to look in the powder room.
Can you walk him through it sometime this weekend?
Yes, I can.
And help the man out? You can get there and do that. And I want now, because I like to keep up with my book will be entitled Keeping Up with the Spiewax, because when I have a cooktop that just looks like crap, I can't stand it, and I want a new
what
one.
What is the color? Is it a stainless
black.
Steel? You're going to find that you have to pay premium on black now. The black.
I don't want black. I'll go with stainless steel.
Stainless steel is beautiful. And I
is
found
yours
the
electric?
Best.
No, it's gas. Oh, see, and I want a good one. I want for a good one. I really do.
And, Mike, I found a great, great through Frigidaire, a recommended stainless steel polish that keeps it looking fantastic.
There you go. Valerie, you rock. You keep a clean kitchen. I appreciate that. We have to take a break. When we come back, ladies and gents, we will have some beautiful video for
Valerie's
you.
Valerie's beautiful video.
And incidentally, if you subscribe to the bonus show, you're going to get the Rob and Josh. Josh is getting old TMOS Extra and a very, very new flavor on a Stream of Consciousness bonus hour where it could be total disaster. That's you'll have to wait for that, but we'll tell you about that later. Listen up, beautiful maniacs. Dermglow Skin loves new beginnings.
Yes.
So, what are your aspirations for the future? Dermglow Skin and Carla are here to empower you Whether you resolve to lose a pound or 100 or even 200 pounds, Carla is dedicated to guiding you. Let Dermglow Skin be your partner for all your peptide needs. Explore semaglutide, tirzepatide, somorilin, B12, NAD+, synapsin. These are all wonderful, wonderful, wonderful products, ladies and gentlemen. Glutathione, PT141, and the most amazing variety of skincare, all delivered to your doorstep. You can experience the comfort of transformation from your own home. Even better, Carla is always there to support you. Her email inbox never closes. Visit DermGlowSkin.com and discover the weight management and peptides button. I do the NAD Plus peptide. It's fantastic. I am Mike O'Mara, and I can't wait to show off my new physique at our Jimmy's Old Town Tavern Kentucky Derby party. That's a double promotion in yes, one spot. Exactly. May 3rd, 5 p.m. You'll like what you see. I am what is known as an otter. Horsey, horsey, horsey. Now, go in peace. Jesus, what are you doing?
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Horsey, horsey. Mike, it's good news. It's time to pick our secretary of the day.
Yay.
It's time to salute our secretary of the day.
And that's not sexist. Okay.
No.
Mike, I have a sort of theme in today's beautiful video. People that are having trouble with conveyances. And let us start with something in Lee County. Is that your county or an adjacent county?
Lee County is my county, yeah. Named after, I believe, based on the politics down here, Robert E. Lee, I believe.
I thought it was named after Bobby.
Bobby Lee. Bobby Lee, yes. It's a large, large Korean community down here.
Now, I have to know, for the three of us, have you ever had the opportunity or the chance to monkey around on a riding lawnmower?
Oh, yeah. I owned a riding lawnmower in one of my houses years ago that was stolen from me when I got divorced.
By a thief?
Not the riding lawnmower, the whole damn house.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I've been there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And it really wasn't stolen. It was the house of my dreams that I no longer lived in.
Is that the reason at Florida, Mike, when I visited you in Florida, your front yard had gone to seed? All the grass was about 14 inches tall.
Yeah, the only one in the neighborhood and a gated community where they have HOA standards. Yeah.
How often do you look up how much that house is worth now?
Not as often as you might think, but I did. Okay.
It makes it a whole lot worse.
When you think of that price doubled, I know it's minimum now. I'm gonna do that now as soon as we get off the air.
I did it recently, and
you
it
ruined
was not
him.
Fun.
You've ruined very, him. Very, it was a beautiful house, Mike. You had some
sad.
Great
but
parties
we
there.
Sold it and split it, so okay. That's cool.
At least you didn't have the Lee County trouble of the drunken man on the riding mower versus the mailbox.
Oh dear!
This, if I found this out in front of my house, this would definitely knock my day down a notch. Wait, we get to see it again.
A man was caught on a home surveillance camera crashing his lawnmower straight
Cape
into
Coral.
A mailbox.
Here he comes
Gulf
again.
Coast News reporter Madison Adams spoke with
Cape
several
Coral.
Neighbors who say this isn't the first time they've seen someone in their neighborhood slam into a mailbox.
This is awesome.
Here it comes.
San Carlos Park. Oh, my God.
What, is that near you?
I could walk there.
Oh, Mike, you're in danger then.
Today. Can you play it from the top again, please?
Well, here
I can walk there. That is fabulous. Rob, that may be the video of the month.
It is pretty good, and I love the fact that people are just accepting it, and it's not a cheap lawnmower. It's a John Deere. It has some power.
Please, one more time. It's that spectacular.
Okay, let's
and that's
take it from
literally,
the front.
That's in my district.
Here goes.
A man was caught on a home surveillance camera crashing his lawnmower
roll the whole thing now.
Into okay. a mailbox. Gulf Coast
that
reporter
wasn't cutting
Madison
the grass.
Adams
no.
spoke with
he was
several
just
neighbors
home.
Who say,
Mike, a credit to W-Y-E-E, because they just show it over and over again.
No, that's a different video.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, the video at the beginning is different than the video the lady's talking in front of.
Oh, great.
To see mailbox stays standing, guy falls over.
Right.
It's channel two.
It's the other way.
For for driving while intoxicated on a lawnmower.
The Lee County Sheriff's Office is investigating after a man riding a lawnmower mowed down at least two mailboxes.
Whoa.
In San Carlos Park. Deputies are working to identify
staggering.
The man behind
literally
the wheel.
Staggering.
Egregious. Absolutely disgusting, but it's so funny. I can watch it.
It is so funny.
I hope they get him.
Friday afternoon, Michael Samolinski's mailbox was destroyed. His neighbor had it all on video.
Oh, that is a separate
said,
one.
This is probably going to be the most Floridian experience you've ever experienced.
They're cool. That's my neighbors.
So watch out, Mike. Watch out.
I helped a lady out in a golf cart late at night one time because she crashed it into a median.
Oh, yeah.
And I had to get it out of the mud, and she was completely out of it.
Ossified. That's a great video. Great video.
Do you have, Mike, do you have your ordinance ready?
I do. Always.
I don't know if this is funny or not. This is David O'Doherty. He's a touring comedian. And the song is about telling his parents things about their computer they need to know.
Do I print a Google? What channel is Netflix on? What's the password to the family? What is app? Okay, two things there now, Matt. There's no password. And secondly, you always call it what is app. You know, it's WhatsApp. Yes, but David, it should be what is app. Because it's what's and there's no apostrophe. I know, Mum. I'm sorry. David, what's a meme? Oh, for f***'s sake. Where is the cloud? I don't know. Should we get TikToks? Nope. David, I think I'm stuck on the dark web.
So that's David O'Doherty.
Mimi's my favorite.
I like
Mimi.
That too.
What is Mimi? Fantastic.
Now, Mike, you're a fisherman, an angler. You have gone fishing before.
Not
Josh.
A successful one by
but
any stretch
it.
Of the imagination, though.
Josh, you do know. You fish at all?
I do. I take my son out once in a while.
It's fun.
Do you use a kayak by any chance?
I have not.
Because a kayak seems to me to be an inadequate fishing vessel, especially...
It is, but the access, especially down here in the shallows we have in Southwest Florida, you get so many nooks and crannies. You can go, you fish the docks, you can do it. It's usually pretty flat, but I've also seen some pretty terrifying videos of kayakers out there in the
open
ocean.
This might change your mind, because a kayak seems inadequate when you are being stalked by a great white shark.
What the... Great white shark.
Well, that's Australian.
Cutting the life bait off.
So the first thing he did, and I love this, he cut his lines so the shark couldn't grab him and drag him.
Smart move.
It is. Well, but look at it. That thing is 14 or 15 feet easy.
Oh, mate. Get out of the rudder. Holy shit.
Wow.
Oh, mate. Get out of the rudder.
I thought a shark was supposed to splash.
It is literally tailing him.
Me, there's a huge great white behind me.
That's right, get it on camera.
But
that is terrible. Look at the thing, just not on. It's got its nose on the stern of the kayak.
And keeping pace.
Still behind me.
It behind me. Oh, hey, Australia.
He's going at my rudder.
Rudder.
He's fine. The guy is fine.
Yeah, because when you think of the paddles in the water and the shape of the kayak, it looks like a seal. That's what it looks like. They're number one prey. So
underneath it almost looks like a lady shark.
Yeah, he wants to bone it. That's why he's following him in Australia.
He wants to get busy with the shark.
I heard
a phrase on another show I'll mention to you off camera. Or I can mention it to you during the bonus show.
Very
Just
good. I look forward to
here.
Hearing it. I really
okay,
do.
Let's close with this. In Texas, they have a ceremonial event. It's a government-organized event. But by tradition, they deliver the invitations by horseback. And it's a big deal because they've got to travel the roads and everything. So they have a police escort.
Is it an offer to join the Klan?
It is not, okay. Mike. This is a lovely tradition. And if you have a police escort on a horse, you have nothing to worry about, right?
No, nothing. At
nothing.
All.
And especially if a lady is just driving along beside you and videotaping you, nothing to worry about. There he is. You see him? Up in the corner there, you'll see him again. There he is.
Yeah, riding along with the police escort.
Yep, cowboy outfit.
Oh my God. You got a twofer today. You got to look at that one again. Yeah. What did he hit? A sign?
Yeah, it's known as a clothesline. Yeah.
A clothesline. Yeah. Oh, but what did he hit?
It was a sign.
Yeah, it's okay. Like a speed limit sign.
Oh, my God. Please roll that again.
You doubt the speed he was moving, the way he is removed. You have to listen carefully for the clunk. But
okay, let's turn it up.
Stings.
Now he's riding.
There he is.
The cops.
Cowboy outfit. That's his teammate.
Correction, Josh. It's a Route 290 sign.
Yeah, Route 290.
Please, I hate to do another threefer, but I got to see it again.
Okay,
I have to see it again.
It's
wow.
Fine.
This is a great video segment today. All right, there he goes, coming up on the route sign. And.
Yeah, that's his teammate.
Ah! Upon looking at it, it looks like
he leaned over.
It looks like he leaned over, maybe trying to avoid something. I have no idea, but he is off that horse.
Mike, I watched it a lot of times before we brought it to Beautiful Video. And to me, it appears he tilted his head because he thought he was going to hit the sign itself.
Right.
But what he did is he allowed the sign pole to catch him by the neck.
With any word on his condition? Is he okay?
He's fine.
That's it. All right. We got to get out of here, ladies and gentlemen. Beautiful video today. Oh, my God. People are fun. Even in my neighborhood, that drunk on the mower. We'll be back with a brand new bonus show tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. So join us for that. Have a safe weekend and a happy weekend. And also for you bonus show subscribers, as we continue to bring you the TMOS Extras, check out Rob and Josh talking about aging. Yes, it's not just the old guy that talks about aging, ladies
and
gentlemen.
We're all getting older every day, Mike.
And I used lots of Epsom salt.
Oh, that's good. That's wonderful to hear when you're out there and doing it. Epsom salt.
The hardest part about using Epsom salts is inventing the time machine to go buy it.
Yes. Yeah. There they are. Yeah. Smells like tea tree. Anyway, we'll see you next time. For Josh Sirok and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Toodles noodles.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Sabrina, don't just stare at it. Eat it.
You lost again.
That will never happen again, and I'm sorry.
Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night. Cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure.